Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, January 13th, 2025. There'll be a public hearing at the State House later this week for the governor's bill, LD1, an act to increase storm preparedness for Maine's communities, homes, and infrastructure. If you can bear with me through all the whereases, the preamble explains the rationale for proposing the bill and why it's designated as an emergency. Quote, whereas acts and resolves of the legislature do not become effective until 90 days after adjournment, unless enacted as emergencies, and whereas the winter storms of December 18, 2023, and January 9th and 13th, 2024, caused an estimated $90 million of damage to public infrastructure and significant additional damage to private property, including homes, wharves, and businesses, and whereas the damage demonstrates an urgent need for increased preparedness for improved resiliency from future weather-related events, and whereas the Department of Defense, Veterans and Emergency Management, Maine Emergency Management Agency, has obligated the existing balance of the Disaster Recovery Fund to fund the state match for funding the previously declared disasters and requires additional funding to fully fund the state cost share for funding for current open disasters. And whereas the Maine Emergency Management Agency currently lacks the capacity to apply for competitive hazard mitigation grant funds, improve much-needed statewide emergency systems, and provide matching funds needed for United States Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency disaster and hazard mitigation loan funds, and whereas in its November report to the governor, the State of Maine Infrastructure Rebuilding and Resilience Commission recommended a set of immediate actions to improve emergency communication, increase community resilience, prepare for future weather-related events, and increase public safety. And whereas municipal leaders, regional planners, emergency managers, and state agencies lack up-to-date hydrological and sea level rise modeling data and are operating with outdated FEMA maps, and whereas only 1.3% of all homes and buildings in the state are covered under the National Flood Insurance Program, a number that has declined while people in the state who do have flood insurance are filing more claims, and whereas, in the judgment of the legislature, these facts created an emergency within the meaning of the Constitution of Maine and required the following legislation as immediately necessary for the preservation of the public peace, health, and safety. This is followed by 8 or 9 pages of details about how money would be moved around. You can read that at legislature.maine.gov. Just do a search for LD1 if you'd like to follow all of those details. But skipping ahead to the summary, Part A of the bill, this is reading from their summary, Part A of the bill creates the Home Resiliency Program within the Department of Professional and Financial Regulation Bureau of Insurance to provide grants to homeowners for the purpose of performing home resiliency projects designed to make a home more resistant to damage from severe weather. Part B of the bill establishes in the Department of Defense, Veterans and Emergency Management, Maine Emergency Management Agency, the Safeguarding Tomorrow Through Ongoing Risk Mitigation Revolving Loan Fund to improve statewide and regional disaster communication systems, provide additional hazard mitigation capacity, and provide matching funds from the state for 2 federal disaster programs. This part also would, 1, support improved statewide emergency communication systems training, and education to improve communication regarding disaster events. 2, provide state matching funds for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security FEMA grants to the state's Disaster Recovery Fund. 3, establish and seed a new account to provide state matching funds to leverage competitive grants from the Federal Safeguarding Tomorrow Revolving Loan Fund program. And 4, establish a limited period position to implement the new Safeguarding Tomorrow Through Ongoing Risk Management Revolving Loan Fund and a limited period emergency communication systems manager. Part C of the bill establishes the State Resilience Office and provides funding to create an online community risk reduction data hub, update flood maps, reduce community flood risk, and increase participation in the National Flood Insurance Program. It would also require an annual report back to the legislature on how the funding is being used and the outcomes of this program. I'll post a link to the full text of this bill in the show description in the archives of Around Town today, so you can read more if you're interested. If you'd like to weigh in this coming Thursday, starting at 10 a.m., the Appropriations and Financial Affairs Committee of the State Legislature will hold a public hearing on LD1 at the State House. If you can't travel to Augusta or don't want to come in person, you can send comments in writing to the committee ahead of time. All that information is available at legislature.maine.gov. Just search for LD1. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.